Traveling down the international highway linking Damascus and central Syria is not what it used to be. We are advancing with caution as we head to Deir al-Tiyeh. The once prosperous town, benefiting from the international road, now resembles a battlefield as insurgents moved in to cut off the vital supply route last week. The insurgents attacked and occupied the town's hospital. Later on, the Syrian army launched a counter-offensive on the momentum it gained from retaking Qara town in the same area.
We declared clearing Deir al-Tiyeh this afternoon, and now it is completely under our unit's control. As you can see, we entered from two sides using special operation tactics. Some of the militants fled towards the east of the mountains. The main thing now is that we secure this part of the highway.
The bodies of insurgents in the National Hospital is a reminder of the standoff that took place here after militants took the medical staff as hostages. Many of them were later killed. Residents speak about the week they endured under Takfiri militants' control.
It was terrible. They attacked on Wednesday, firing a waterfall of mortars on us. They killed those whom they accused of being pro-government. They killed the police chief in Deir al-Tiyeh with other police officers, though he was a nice man. They were left dead on the street for 4 days, and no one dared to bury them.
The Syrian army is now in a better position to reopen the international highway, and the operations are still going on for that purpose. Soldiers now are moving from street to street, engaging the few remaining armed groups in the town. Insurgents have left Deir al-Tiyeh town and moved towards the mountainous areas of Al-Qalamun after the Syrian army managed to push them out of the town. Everyone knows that the insurgents are continuing to fortify their positions in the mountains, waiting for an imminent attack by the Syrian army. Everyone knows that the battle of Al-Qalamun is imminent, but no one knows how bloody it will be. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Al-Qalamun.